This is an interview with Matt Griffin from Cardiff University talking all about the Herschel satellite and is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, please go to www.jodcast.net.
I'm now talking to Matt Griffin from Cardiff University, who has just given an excellent talk about the Herschel telescope. Could you tell us a little bit more about that, Matt?
Well, the Herschel telescope is one of the major cornerstone missions in the European Space Agency's science program. It's a very large observatory costing a total of about 1 billion euros. And it's put together by ESA and by many European space agencies providing the instruments. And I'm responsible for leading one of the consortia building one of the three science instruments that will fly on Herschel.
So you said in your talk that you were expecting a launch 31st of July 2008. How likely is that, do you think?
Well, as with all space satellites, the launch date is always hard-driven in terms of schedule, and one has a target launch date, which can be met if everything goes well. In reality, there are usually a few delays for one sort or another, so it launches shortly afterwards. But everybody's aiming for 31st of July 2008, and if we don't meet that, it'll go up very quickly afterwards.
How does this telescope compare to the James Webb Space Telescope, which is also infrared telescope?
Well, when Herschel is launched, it will for a time be the largest astronomical telescope ever flown. It's not as big as the James Webb Space Telescope, but it will go up first. But more importantly, it operates in a different part of the spectrum. The James Webb Space Telescope operates at optical and near-infrared wavelengths, which are very useful for observing stars and galaxies in their quiescent periods. Herschel will operate at longer wavelengths, and this will allow us to see inside clouds of gas and dust in which new stars are forming, both in our own galaxy and in distant galaxies, and we will be able to see things that JWST can't see because literally the activity is obscured from its point of view. So the two observatories together will allow us to see the whole of a galaxy, the stars that already have formed and the stars that are still forming.
Matt Griffin, thank you very much.
Thank you.